This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. A securities lawyer says Texas Attorney General Kent Paxton faces tough felony charges alleged in Monday's unsealed indictments. Paxton says he's not guilty. Democrats want him to resign. Campbell Zachary has been an attorney for 40 years, and for most of those, he specialized in securities defense law. Two of the three felony charges against Paxton carry a maximum life sentence.
I think any time that, whether you're a politician or a business person or the man on the street, when you're charged with something that exposes you to being incarcerated for several years, that's very serious.
The Collin County indictments named two investors who put money into the McKinney business Servergy, not knowing Paxton was collecting a commission.
He did not disclose to them what the indictment claims he should have. He wasn't actually an investor in what he was offering to sell, and that he was getting compensated in amounts of $100,000 or more, which is what kicks it into the felony level.
Zachary believes the prosecution has an advantage based on the strength of the grand jury indictments, but he expects a tough Paxton defense and imagines possible explanations.
For example, that he was unaware that his failure to disclose that type of information could be instrumental in his selling of the product.
Democrats called for Paxton's resignation. Dallas County Democratic Party Chair Carol Donovan helped lead a small protest Monday on the McKinney Courthouse steps.
We are concerned about a man who calls himself the Attorney General of Texas who has obviously not led us by example.
Neil Katz, though, Collin County's Republican Executive Director, says Paxton should stay where he is.
An indictment does not show somebody is guilty. An indictment shows there's a question to be answered. And since he has not been put down as guilty, he should not resign at all. He should stay the course and do his job.
Paxton's attorney says that's what the attorney general plans to do, go back to work in Austin. He'll also follow the judge's direction and say nothing about the case. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.